Hello? In here? I must prepare you for questionable content. If you enter this room, you enter at your own peril. Do you understand? Okay, then please come in. Hello. I love you. Please sit down. I have a presentation to show you. Sit first. Questions later. Thank you. So, am I right in thinking it's still your interest to penetrate me with your penis?
I thought so,
I have prepared a PowerPoint presentation that will potentially make you think, probably not. Please reserve all questions for after the presentation. Thank you. Okay, first slide. So, you, my loving boyfriend, wish to take my virginity. In order for you to take my virginity, I will have to lose my virginity. And really, that is the whole point of this presentation. I cannot lose my virginity because I do not lose. I'm very smart, I'm very able, I kick your ass in all video games. I'm not losing to you, okay? You want me to be a loser? You want me to just lose something that is so clearly important to all people? Evidently, even though we're not sure it's a real thing. No answering. This is just a presentation. Second of all, tampons hurt, okay? I've tried them. I've tried to put them up there. I've had my legs behind my head. I've had women helping me. And no, painful. Can still feel it. They're like, you shouldn't be feeling it. It's like, well, I am. It's in there. Hurting me. Poking me. Doesn't feel nice, so I'm guessing what you're packing is bigger than a tampon. I have brought one for your inspection. Is it bigger? Is it? Just a nod will do. Very good. Thirdly, I am very happy with the tongue and hands and jerking off situation. Well, nobody's getting penetrated, we're still having orgasms, everything's sweet, it's lovely, we're kissing. It's just beautiful. Why ruin that by, you know, sticking something where it doesn't belong? I know what you're gonna say, a penis belongs inside a vagina, but does it? Having had experience with both holes, I actually found that the butt is much more taking with the whole penetrating thing. I was in college, don't worry about it. Yeah, it hurt a lot less. It was nice pressure. It was fun. Now, I know what you're gonna say. You're upset that you couldn't claim my last virginity. I understand, okay? I didn't know you were coming. I was very young. But the good news is, if you're very, very passionate about putting your penis inside one of my holes, you have two to choose from. Mouth and ass. Yay! Fourthly, I'm really scared of getting traumatized, you putting your penis inside me and me crying and it ruining our relationship. End of presentation. I will now take questions from the floor. I had a lot of time on my hands this afternoon and I was still reeling from our last conversation where you were like, I love you, I love doing the hand and mouth stuff. When do you think you'll be ready for me to put my penis inside you? And I was like, That's a good question. Maybe never. And I've been terrified that if I tell you the truth, you'll think, well, fuck that. This isn't a real relationship. So, I channeled all that anxiety into a PowerPoint presentation, which I haven't used for over 10 years. So that was nostalgic. And I also used it as a bit of a barrier to tried to make my feelings as objective as possible and not get overwhelmed by them and, you know, be like Ophelia in the river. Ugh, Hamlet, it was too much. This is the part where I add, I do love you, and I really enjoy having the sex that we have. Please don't feel that I'm rejecting you, because I'm really not. If I was rejecting you, I just wouldn't have even had this conversation, shut the relationship down, and never called you again, because I am terrified of a penis going inside my vagina. I've looked it up. It's a real phobia. I've forgotten the name, but it's a genuine phobia that around 10 to 20% of women experience, and it's scary. And I know the red pill alphas will be like, that's your job as a woman, you must satisfy a man, and it's like, no, I think my autonomy comes first, but yes, I would also like to satisfy you because I love you, and I feel like my mouth and my hands have been doing an adequate job of that. Yes? Good, good. But I also don't want to disregard your feelings because obviously we're in a relationship and what you want and feel is also equally important, so. Well, it's me. I stress about things. You know, like being alive and shit. Do you hate me? That's good news. Honestly, I feel incredibly conflicted because one part of me is like, I should just confront this trauma and get it over with and everything will be happily ever after. But another part of me is like, why must I bow down to hundreds of years of people just being like, get over it and confront it? And then I'm like, am I just turning a personal issue into something that doesn't need to be turned into? And then I just want to cry. Point being, I'm not trying to be a withholding bitch. I'm genuinely terrified of being penetrated. And I go for smears, and it is the most traumatizing shit. They open you up with a specula, which is basically just this huge dildo. And then they scrape the inside of your cervix, and it's painful as shit, and then I bleed for like 4 to 5 days afterwards, and everyone just acts like that's perfectly fine. And maybe it is, because being a woman is a lot of pain and aches and feeling sick, and just, they all seem to get on with it so much better than me, and it makes me feel like, oh, you're not even womaning right. This isn't me being a pick me and like, oh, choose me. It's like, no, probably do the opposite. I'm not like them in a genuine, gross way. They are beautiful and strong and capable, and I'm just fucking complaining about everything. Leave me. Fuck me. Rawr. I don't know. I want you to be happy, and I also want me to be happy and to not feel like I've compromised, because so many relationships are just about one person just sacrificing continually for the other, and that's not what I think is going on here. I think you are wonderful and caring, and I would not have done mouth and hand stuff with you had I thought otherwise. I've probably made this into a bigger thing than needs to be, but here you are. I just feel like the prevailing advice is just, well, you must make him happy and you must lay there even if you're in pain. And it's like, I know you would never do that because you're not a rapist, but I just feel like, why? Why is that? Why is what? Why is that the only way I can show you that I love you? Again, I'm not talking about you, I'm talking about the pressure and the people and the society being like, oh my god, like she wouldn't even let him penetrate her. Ugh, obviously she's a monster. It's like, am I? Because I'm not doing it to be malicious or like, ah ha ha, you won't go inside me, I'm doing it because I'm scared. And it's like, why is this one act the only way we can be like, ah, definitely now, she's definitely accepted him because she's compromised and let him go inside her? Maybe I'm thinking about this too much, maybe it's not that deep, pun intended, but... Can't you just take one for the team and fuck me up the arse? And yes, we are having this conversation, and yes, I am in my late 20s, and no, I have not lost my virginity because I cannot lose. Oh, because the instances where I tried were traumatic and painful, and it just made me think, no, thank you. And the arse wasn't scary. It felt nice and like, okay, this isn't tearing me inside, and I feel safe and like I could enjoy myself. So, yeah, kudos to the gay men and free heterosexual men who found this out and passed down their wisdom to be fucked up the arse. I know I'm strange. I know I'm questionable, but I really do love you. And none of this is about it's a test or let's see if he stays or there's just none of it, okay? There's no manipulation. This is just me being honest with you about things going inside my vagina hurt. And I don't know if it's vaginismus because I've never been diagnosed, because going to the hospital or the doctors is scary as shit, especially when they're like, open your legs and relax. That doesn't make sense. Open your legs and relax. I don't know you, and you're trying to put things inside me. Are you mad? I know you're not a doctor or a nurse, and I love you, and we've been naked together, and we've humped each other, and it's been really, really nice. But it's just... I don't know what to do. I will give you so many titty jobs and blow jobs, and you can rummage around in the arse as much as you want. And if that's not enough, then I love you and I respect your decision. And I should probably let you answer for yourself, okay. Yes, I'm aware I'm ridiculous. Yes, I know you love me. No, I don't think you're shallow, and yes, I'm aware you know many ways to have an orgasm. Why'd you have to be so gosh darn you? Wholesome and sweet and not entitled. No, boy. I would not prefer it if you changed. Because then I would not be dating you. Because if you were the opposite of a piece of shit, I would not want to date a piece of shit. And you are the opposite of a piece of shit, hence why I'm dating you. Hence why I got so anxious, hence why I made slides, hence why I was like, oh god, he's going to leave me if he can't penetrate that particular body part. And again, there's no guilt tripping. If it's really that important to you, then you should follow that urge, just as I have the right to be like, no thank you, so do you. Though we know he's the bad guy, that we know nothing. It's just, it is what it is. You really can fuck me up the butt. Oh, over and over again. Many times. You can stretch it out, shove a carrot in there. I love you. A cucumber, you're ambitious.